Narrating Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 5, The Cause of All Causes, Text 32.
Yadaite Sangata Bhava
Udendriya Mano
Gunaha
Yadayatana Nirmane Nashikur Brahma Vittama Yadaite Sangata Bhava Utendriya Mano Gunaha Yadayatana Nirmane Nashikur Brahma Vittama Yadaite Sangata Bhava Utendriya Mano Gunaha Yadayatana Nirmane Nashikur Brahma Vittama
Shabda Yada Jatta Ede Yesa Asangataha Ekatra Vijana
O Narada, best of the transcendentalists, the forms of the body cannot take place as long as these created parts, namely the elements, senses, mind, and modes of nature, are not assembled. Purport. The different types of bodily construction of the living entities are exactly like different types of motor cars manufactured by assembling the allied motor parts. When the car is ready, the driver sits in the car and moves as he desires.
जब मोटर कार तैयार हो जाती है तो चालक उसमें बैठकर अपनी इच्छा अनुसार कोशिश कर रहा है.
This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The living entity is as if seated in the machine of the body, and the car of the body is moving by the control of the material nature, just as railway trains are moving under the direction of the controller.
इसकी पुष्टि भगवद गीता में अर्थात ऐसा भी हुई है कि मानव शरीर रूपी यंत्र पर आरूढ़ है और शरीर रूपी मोटर कार प्रकृति के वश में रहकर चलती चलती है. ठीक उसी तरह है जिस तरह रेलगाड़ियां नियंत्रक के नियंत्रण में रहकर चलती है.
The living entities, however, are not the bodies.
लेकिन ये जीव शरीर नहीं है.
They are separate from the body.
वे तो शरीर रूपी यहां से पृथक हो गए हैं.
But a less intelligent material scientist cannot understand the process of assembling the parts of the body, namely the senses, the mind, and the qualities of the material modes. Every living entity is a spiritual spark, part and parcel of the Supreme Being. And the kindness of the Lord for the Father And by the kindness of the Lord, for the Father is kind to his sons, the individual living being are given a little freedom to act according to their will, to lord it over material nature. Just as a father gives some playthings, to the crying child to satisfy him. The whole material creation is made possible by the will of the Lord to allow the bewildered living entities to lord it over things as they desire, although under the control of the agent of the Lord.
जिस प्रकार प्रणाम द्रौपदी में बालक को चुप करने के लिए खिलौने थमा देता है उसी तरह सारी भक्ति सृष्टि भगवान की इच्छा से मोहग्रस्त जीवों को भगवान के प्रतिनिधि के नियंत्रण में अपनी अपनी इच्छित वस्तुओं पर प्रभुता जताने की छूट देने के लिए हुई है.
The living entities are exactly like small children playing the material field under the control of the maid servant of the Lord, nature.
सारे जीव उन छोटे छोटे बालकों की भांति भौतिक क्रीड़ा क्षेत्र में खेल रहे हैं जिनके निगरानी भगवान की दासी प्रकृति कर रहे हैं.
They accept the Maya or the maid servant as all in all and thus wrongly conceive the supreme truth to be feminine, goddess Durga, etc. The foolish childlike materialist cannot reach beyond the conception of the maidservant, material nature, but the intelligent grown-up sons of the Lord know well that all the acts of material nature are controlled by the Lord, just as the maidservant is under the control of the master, the father of the undeveloped children.
मूर्ख बालकों ने भौतिकतावादी जब दासी प्रकृति की विचारधारा से ऊपर नहीं उठ पाते जिनको भगवान के प्रतिमान प्रौढ़ तो भली भांति जानते हैं कि प्रकृति के सारे कार्य भगवान द्वारा उसी तरह नियंत्रित होते हैं जिस तरह दासी अविकसित बालकों के पिता रूप अपने मालिक के अधीन रहती है.
The parts of the body, such as the senses, are the creation of the Mahatattva, and when they are assembled by the will of the Lord, the material body comes into existence and the living entity is allowed to use it for its activities. This is explained as follows. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki yadaite saṅgatā bhavā bhūtendriya mano gunaha yadayātana nirmane nashikur brahma vittama. O Nara, the best of the transcendentalists, the forms of the body cannot take place as long as these created parts, namely the elements, senses, mind and the modes of nature, are not assembled. So this important chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is entitled as the cause of all causes. Here Lord Brahma, who is the secondary creator of this world, is explaining who is the ultimate cause of all causes of this world. This understanding is very important for us because our conception of the ultimate cause will define our mode of worship. Mode of worship.
ये जो समझना है हमारे लिए बहुत आवश्यक है क्योंकि इसको समझने के अनुसार ही फिर हमारी जो जो पूजा की विधि है वो निर्भर करती है.
There is a tendency in the human psychology to worship somebody whom they can get something from.
तो ये मनुष्य के जो है ये मनोविज्ञान की बात है कि वो उसकी पूजा करता है जिससे वो कुछ प्राप्त करता है.
If we know that somebody is the cause of some well-being for myself, we will worship this being. If we think that all the well-being for myself is coming from my boss, then we will worship our boss. But this particular chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam proves without any doubt that the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. And it is being explained by Lord Brahma himself, who knows what he is saying.
समझा रहे हैं क्योंकि वे इस बात को जानते हैं.
The most obvious bewilderment of the living beings is being explained by Krishna, by Srila Prabhupada in his purport.
तो जीवात्मा का जो भ्रम है तो अधिकारिक भ्रम ये प्रभुपाद जी समझा रहे हैं सातवें में.
It's very easy to take the material nature as the cause of all causes. And this is actually the problem of all the living beings. Krishna himself is hiding behind the curtain of Yoga Maya. Krishna is the ultimate cause, the God, creator, is the ultimate cause of everything, is hidden in this world. And there is a very important reason why he is hidden. He is not hiding without any reason. Srila Prabhupada explains this reason in the purport. And again, for the same reason which I will explain a little later, he puts or upfront the material nature.
He puts
upfront material nature as if material nature is the cause of all causes. Material nature is consciously created in such a way that it seems like it is the cause of all causes. This is a very important point of our philosophy, that Jiva Goswami explains this, that the Lord has created the material nature as if it is all in all.
भगवान ने जो है भौतिक प्रकृति को इस प्रकार से बनाया है तो मालूम पड़ती है कि यही कारण है.
It is explained that this material nature is Maya. It is illusion.
समझाया गया है कि जो भौतिक प्रकृति है ये माया है, भ्रम है.
And this Maya has basically two aspects.
और ये माया के जहाँ मूल रूप से दो प्रकार हैं.
One aspect is called avaranatmika shakti.
तो एक प्रकार है, इसे कहा जाता है avaranatmika shakti.
And avaranatmika shakti covers over. Avarana means covering. Covers over the spiritual spark, the soul, jiva.
और जो avaranatmika shakti है, तो ये जो है, जितने भी जीवात्माएं हैं, स्प्रिंग जो जीवात्माएं हैं, तो इनको रहना ढंग देती हैं.
So, and when this covering takes place in the consciousness of the living entity, there is an understanding that material nature is the material cause.
और जब ये जो आवरण है, ये जीवात्मा के जो है चेतना के ऊपर जब आ जाता है,
then he
that the material nature is the material cause.
तो फिर उसको जाना ये मालूम पड़ता है, जो भौतिक प्रकृति है.
Upadana karana.
Upadana karana.
And then there is Prakshapatmika Maya or Prakshapatmika Shakti, which actually causes the spirit soul, jiva, to identify with the matter.
The matter. वो आपने कुछ जाना पदार्थ समझने लगता है.
प्रक्षेपात्मिका माया प्रोजेक्ट्स द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द सोल इनटू द मैटर.
जो प्रक्षेपात्मिका माया है तो वो जीवात्मा की चेतना को जो है पदार्थ के अंदर ही डाल देती है.
एंड इन दिस वे द माया बिकम्स निमित्त कारण और द व्हाट इज दिस
इंस्ट्रूमेंटल
कॉज.
ये इस प्रकार से जो माया है वो निमित्त कारण बन जाती है.
Basically, there are two main causes, material cause and instrumental cause, upadana karana and nimitta karana. And in reality, God is all these causes. He is upadana karana and he is nimitta karana.
Mm-hmm.
But when our consciousness is covered by this material nature, by this Maya, we think that Avaranatmika Maya is Upadana Karana and Praksipatmika Maya is Nimitta Karana. Vice versa. Avaranatmika Maya is material cause and Praksipatmika Maya is instrumental cause. And we think that everything is just matter. And we think that everything is matter and we are matter. This is a very common philosophy in this world. The propounder of this philosophy is Brihaspati himself.
Brihaspati,
yes. And in the disciplic succession of Brihaspati, there is a Charvaka Muni. Brihaspati is his Param Guru. And Charvaka Muni says basically, the essence of his philosophy is that, you know, we are this body. And when this body is finished, everything is finished. Charvaka Muni says, enjoy this body when you leave, because in this way you can feel some joy. And when this body is burned, nobody will return after burning this body. And then he says that all the Vedas are created by the rogues and thieves and clowns.
All the
Vedas.
Vedas?
Scriptures. All the Vedas. They are created by rogues and thieves and clowns. Just for Brahmanas to get some dakshina. And he proves it in a very clear way. He says, one of his arguments in his philosophy is that if the Agnishtoma sacrifice, when you kill the animal for Agnishtoma sacrifice, will bring the animal to the heaven, then why don't you kill your own father? Because he will go directly to heaven. So, and then he says, of course, this is the famous slope of Charvaka Muni, and Prabhupada liked to quote it, then the essence of life is in ghee, and you should take as much ghee as possible. Still ghee, borrow ghee, but take as much ghee as possible, because when you get a lot of ghee, then your body will burn nicely.
Burn nicely.
And another name of this philosophy is Lokayatika.
Lokayata.
And Lokayat means it's loka. The ordinary people, normal people will very easily accept this philosophy. And he proves in this way, without any shade of doubt, that the only essence of life is to enjoy body and to enjoy senses, because there is nothing beyond it. And this is the greatest parampara of the philosophy in the world. Charvaka Muni has so many disciples all over the world, not only in India. In Russia, in Germany, in America, they're all followers of Charvaka Muni. They don't know this, but they are followers of Charvaka Muni. In Russia, in America, everyone. Everyone. Everyone is the follower of Charvaka. They don't know their guru, but they still follow you. There was one Russian scientist, and Srila Prabhupada mentioned scientist in the purport. And he was a biologist, and he made an experiment. He made an experiment once. Because ultimately he wanted to prove to everyone that there is no soul. So he cut the body of a frog. And he started searching for the soul inside the body. And he said that there is liver is there, the heart is there, the kidney is there, the stomach is there, but soul is not there. I couldn't find it. And then he made some experiments. He put some salt into this body and the frog started shivering. And his reasoning was that there is no soul because it's just an interaction, it's just a reaction of material elements. He said if you cut the frog and put soul there, then the reflex is being faster. And if you put acid there, then the reflex is being slower. So there is no soul. it's just all chemical elements. But this guy didn't understand that at the same time, something in the body of the frog was suffering. Because, yes, there is a mechanism, there is a machine of this body. And it is explained that there are spare parts of this body and this body has to be assembled and this, all the spare parts has to be put in place. But then, when the body is assembled, when the machine is assembled, somebody is entering into this body. And this somebody is the subject of experience. He is the subject of happiness and distress. Because the body itself may suffer, but the body itself does not have the consciousness. Like a computer. Computer has some elements or some signs of consciousness. You can simulate all the senses in the computer. Computer can detect the smell. Computer can detect the light and see something. Computer can sing. But computer is not afraid of death. That's the difference between the living body and computer. Everything else is there. Everything else is there. But when you come to the computer with a big hammer, the computer will not cry and will not say, please, please spare me.
मारो उसको तो वो नहीं चिल्लाएगा कि मुझे बचाओ मुझे बचाओ
And little cockroach, if you try to catch him, he will run away from you. And computer will not run away. Computer will not say anything. Because in the computer, in this artificial intelligence, there is no I-ness, there is no ahankar.
Computer jo hai, kritrim buddhi hai, parantu wo ahankar to nahi hai.
There is no sakshi, there is no witness of all the activities. The soul is the sakshi or the subject of all the experience which we have. And Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that this sakshi is the experiencer. He is experiencing all the changes within the body. Dehinasmin yatha dehe kumaram yavanam chara. He says that dhiras tatra namuhyate. When dhira, he just witnesses all the activities, but he is not identifying himself with all these changes of the body. He is not identifying himself with the body. He knows that there is a difference between me and the body, between the soul and the body. That intelligence is not just creation of Maya, material nature. Charvaka Muni, he gives also another argument. He says that the intelligence is created by the material elements as much as the intoxicating power is being created in some sugar syrup if you leave it open. In other words, he says that there is a natural cause for creating intelligence from the assembly of different elements. That when you assemble certain elements, then the creation, then the intelligence will just jump up. But even this argument is false. Because even the intoxicating power in the liquor is appeared because of some little microbes which are creating this. Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita that Manakshastani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Kasati, that all the living entities there, they are actually moving this material nature. It's another verse actually. Aparyama tasmanyam prakriti vidhi meparam jiva bhuta mahabaho yayadam daryate jagat. That jiva is yayadam daryate jagat. They are actually maintaining the world. Even this world of matter is being maintained and being somehow or other uphold by the jivas, by the living force. That the nature itself does not have the creating power. It is the life, the jiva has the creating power. This beautiful building didn't appear itself. You know, it's not that the devotees they sat somewhere and just, you know, were scratching their heads and chanting mantras, and then all of a sudden all this beautiful temple construction appeared. And if all the people, all the devotees will leave this building, will vacate this building, within few weeks this building will be ruined. Because it's only that jiva soul has the power to maintain something alive, even this building.
So, जो जीवात्मा है, उसी के अंदर ये शक्ति होती है, जो कि किसी भी चीज को जो ना पालन कर सके, धारण कर सके.
And Sri Krishna specifically made this world to appear, the Maya to appear as if the Maya is the cause of all causes.
Sri Krishna ने जानबूझकर के माया को इस प्रकार से आगे सामने रख दिया है, दिखाई पड़े कि यही कारण है.
This is also very interestingly explained in this purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
He explains that Krishna gives this world, this material world, this world of matter to the living entities as the toy. He says if the little children is crying, then the father gives them the toy and say, you please play with this toy and be happy. And we know the little children, they're really crazy.
Usually.
They sometimes they come to the father and say, I want this, ah! I want this little toy car. I want some stupid thing. And they're crying until the father gives them this stupid thing. And then they're happy for some time. In the same way, bewildered living entities, they cry and they demand. They come to the Lord and they say, we want to lord it over material nature. The living entity comes to the Lord and say, I want to be the God. And God says, I'm sorry, but you cannot, because I am God and you are not God. He says, this place is already occupied. Please forgive me, but this is the way it is. But the stubborn living entity says, no, I want my father, I want it. I want it. My desire is so strong. And he doesn't stop. He's crying and crying and annoying God. And God says, yes, if you want, please take it. If you want to pretend to be the Lord, please take this material world and be happy in this world. Once Srila Prabhupada, he was in a room and there was a cockroach in the room. Prabhupada took this cockroach. Cockroach was, you know, running around. Prabhupada caught this cockroach, yeah. And he came to a window and he threw this cockroach in the window. And he said, here is material world, it's all yours. Enjoy it. Now it all belongs to you. It all belongs to you now. So in the same way, the stupid living being is being thrown here and God says, you know, it's all yours. Please take it, enjoy it. Lord himself, he doesn't bother with even showing here in this world, because the stupid materialists, they say, if the Lord is there, please show us the Lord. But they don't understand that if the Lord would be visible in this world, that the whole purpose of creation would be defeated.
So what do you mean by that?
Because the purpose of creation is for us to pretend to be the Lord. We want the Lord to be hidden in this world. We don't want to see Him. Because if the Lord would be so visible, we would not be able to pretend. We would be really foolish, you know, to pretend the Lord. If, let's say, somewhere in this world there was God, you know, big, huge, you know, few miles high living entity. If there was somebody like this, you know, yeah, we would not be able to pretend the Lord, to be the Lord. So the Lord, He very mercifully, this is His mercy. This is actually another translation of the Lord of the word Maya. Srila Prabhupada says Maya means mercy. By His mercy, the Lord has created this world and gave it to us. But also by His mercy, He created all these Vedic scriptures, Vedic literature. For us to understand the purpose of this creation. And He also very mercifully created the sufferings in this world. Because if it was not for the sufferings of this world, if it was not for death, nobody would even think about God. Everyone would continue this artificial material existence without an end. But the Lord wants us to come to this material, to the spiritual world. He doesn't want us to rot in this material world. When the living entities see this material nature is created in such a way that the living entity tries to enjoy this material nature. There is a great, one of the greatest dramas in the world, which is called King Edip.
Edip?
Yeah. This is very famous Greek drama. Yeah, this is, you know, all the, it's very famous, this is from Greece, from the ancient Greece. And the story there is that there was this boy who was born, who was like a simple cowherd. And then at one point he killed somebody. Somebody was traveling and he killed this somebody in the car. And this somebody happened to be the king of this little country.
That person?
Yeah, whom he killed. And then this boy has become the king instead of him. And he got married with the queen of the former king. But then later, after so many years, he discovered that the person whom he killed was his own father. And he was married with his own mother. And he became so remorseful, and he blinded himself.
He blinded
himself. But the meaning of this story is this is a story about us. That's exactly what we are trying to do in this material world. We are trying to kill our eternal father, God. He is the real king. He is the real king. He is the real ruler. And the rebellious living entity says, no, I want to kill you. And when they kill their father, they got married with their mother, material nature. And they try to enjoy the material nature, which is actually sinful. because this is not our position to enjoy the material nature. By nature we are not enjoyers, we are the servants. And when we try to enjoy the material nature, it's as if we are have sex with our own mother. Prakriti is supposed to serve the Lord, Ishvara. He is the enjoyer of Prakriti. He is the enjoyer of Prakriti. And when we do this, we become sinful. So this story, this famous drama about the King Edip, is the drama about of all of us. This is the drama of material life. The drama when we all try to become Ishwaras. Whereas our real position is to be the servant. We belong to Prakriti.
We belong to?
To Prakriti.
We are son.
We are enjoyed, yeah. We are not enjoyers, we are enjoyed. We are not masters, we are servants. So, and this is the ultimate understanding which we have to understand, that the ultimate cause of all causes is Krishna. But Krishna is so great that even being the ultimate cause of all causes, he doesn't show that he is the cause of all causes. That's again his greatness. He is not showing that he is behind everything. He is only enjoying. He delegates this power, in the beginning I said that he created this Maya as if she is the cause of all causes. And we can see that Durga Devi, she is, you know, doing all these things, she is killing the demons, and she is, you know, has all kinds of weapons, and she has the tiger. And Mother Durga, she is our mother. And ultimately the demon which he kills is the demonic mentality which we have. She kills everyone in this world. Why? Because of this demonic mentality. Because we want to be the Lord of this material world. And in her 10 hands she has all these weapons. And it is explained that these 10 weapons, 10 astras, is the pious activities which are prescribed in the Vedas. If the living being is trying to be pious, then this demonic mentality ultimately will be killed.
यदि वो जना मास्टर ने आत्मा बनने का प्रयास करता है तो उसकी जो आंतरिक भावना है वो अपने आप समाप्त हो जाएगी.
This demonic mentality is explained by Krishna himself in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
और जो आंतरिक भावना है वो कृष्ण ने जो भगवत गीता का 16वां अध्याय उसमें समझाया है.
Ishvaraham aham bhagi, siddaham balavan sukhi, I am the happiest, I am perfect, I am balavan, I am very strong, I am Ishvara, I am bhogi, I am the enjoyer. But if the living entity is trying to be pious by following the Vedic literature, then gradually this fever of the enjoying spirit is being diminished. And as a result, we will be able to recognize our Supreme Father, the Supreme Lord. And to surrender unto Him. Ultimately, He is the Supreme Enjoyer. There was God brother of Srila Prabhupada, one German professor. He came to India. He was a very intelligent man, and he came to India to search for God. And he went to some yogis, and some yogis were trying to explain to him how to get this CD and that CD. And he's, you know, after analyzing this, he said, what is the use of all these CDs? Material scientists, they know all the CDs already. Because you know, in the CDs, if you have some certain CDs, you can get things from very far away, or you can hear somebody, or you can fly. But you know, we can do this without CDs. We can fly nowadays. Said ultimately, he understood that all this material powers are material, and they can be produced by the means of the science. Like there was this story about one yogi. He was sitting and he saw one saint. He was sitting in front of the river, and when he saw the saint, the yogi said, "My dear sir, I spent 18 years sitting here on the bank of the river, and now I can walk over this water and cross over this river without any problem." And nearby there was a boat. And the saint looked at him with great compassion in his face, and he said, "Didn't you have 2 paises to pay to the boatman to cross over the river?" Why did you waste 18 years of your life to learn this
thing?
So in the same way, the yogis, when they're trying to develop these mystic powers, is just a waste of time. So this German professor, he rejected yogis, and then he started traveling from one monastery, from one monk, from one mandir to another mandir, and looking at different
monks.
Again, very intelligently he understood that there is no use of trying to develop mystic powers to lord it over material nature, that ultimately we have to worship somebody. But the question, whom we should worship, who is the cause of all causes? Who is the ultimate cause of everything? So he went to Durga Mata temple, mandir. And he saw Durga, she has all these weapons and she is fighting with the demon and she is very fearful. And then he went to Ganesh and Ganesh is there, you know, he is sitting in the mouse.
Yes,
he has his weapons. And then he went to Murugan temple, the Kartikeya temple, and Kartikeya and his peacock, you know, his
weapons.
And then he went to Ramachandra and he saw Ramachandra with the bow in his hand. And then he saw Hanuman and Hanuman is lifting the mountain and carrying the mountain. And then he came to Krishna's temple and he saw Krishna playing flute. And he said, "That's God." Because he's just enjoying, he's playing flute. Everyone else is fighting and, you know, has weapons and carrying mountains and doing this, and Krishna is playing flute. And he said, "This is my father."
This is my father?
Yeah. He is the eternal father of everyone because he's only enjoying, because he is the eternal enjoyer. And if I am to worship somebody, I have to worship him. He is the real object of worship. He is the cause of all causes. But he makes it as if somebody else is the cause of all causes, and this is again his greatness. His greatness is again that he doesn't even show that he is the cause of all causes. He just makes as if somebody else is the cause of all
causes.
Like the real rich and powerful man, he put somebody up front and said, "You're CEO, so you do this CEO and I will enjoy it."
Real boss.
Yeah. So this is the essence of this chapter. We have to understand that Krishna is our real father and we are his eternal servants. And by understanding this, we will come back to him, to our eternal
servant.
Thank you. Yes.
Krishna, Prabhupada Maharaj, right now you told that only Krishna is the God.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
But my question is, I'm unable to explain it in English well.
Please.
His question is, what is sweet
love?
What is sweet love and how it is enjoyed?
What is sweet love and how it is enjoyed? This is a very big question.
Yesterday I asked Maharaji Vrindavan, Radha, but he also up to what stage you are? Where you are? Let me know. Then I'll tell you. Tell me where you are. Okay, I'll tell you. But before I tell you, I want to know what is that effect.
Okay.
I'll tell you my state, where I am. But I want to know first, what is that? And okay. The taste of it.
Okay.
Please forgive me if I'm getting wrong or mistaken. But I want to know. I'm sorry.
Somebody explained.
Okay.
That to understand love is very difficult.
Mm. Oh.
That to understand love, the nature of love, is very difficult.
Somebody
explained that to understand the nature of love is very difficult. When Krishna lifted Govardhan hill, he used one pinky on his left hand. And when he placed his flute, he used 10 fingers.
और जब है ना मतलब मर्सी करते हैं तो दस उंगली का प्रयोग करते हैं.
When he wants to kill somebody, he uses this finger.
Right?
Just one. When he wants to protect, he uses this finger. Just one. But when he wants to show the love, but when he wants to manifest the love, he uses the 10 fingers.
Right?
So, the meaning here is that to understand love is very difficult. But at the same time, we all have the experience of love. Madhurya. And Madhurya basically means, love means this sweet feeling which appears within our heart when we give something. If you want to taste the love, you have to give something away. I told you that it's difficult to understand.
Prabhuji, Maharaji, it's not difficult.
Yeah.
But when we are full devotion, we are thinking of Him.
Yes.
Purely.
Yes.
No, that thing is impossible.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I mean. That to taste love. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came himself to taste the love, because...
So, Vasudeva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, Yogi Prem ka aashram karna chahte
hain. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Aur Krishna dhana param bhokta
hai. He is enjoying. Yeah, he is enjoying. But what he noticed that his devotees, gopis, they enjoy much more than him.
So, unhone kya dekha?
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj says that gopis, when they serve the Supreme Lord, enjoy 10 million times, 1 crore times more than the Lord Himself. And then Krishna said, this is not fair, I'm the enjoyer, but they enjoy more than me. And therefore he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this love which we have to experience, which is possible for us to experience, is this one-pointed concentration in the Supreme Lord. Love is our concentration, mental concentration towards the Supreme Lord.
So the prayer is that Bhagavan ki bhakti hamare jo hai man ki jhande ka karta hai.
When we understand that Krishna is the source of all beauty, of all wealth, of all knowledge, of all renunciation, of all strength, of all fame, when we understand that He is all attractive personality, and when we concentrate all our mental capacity in Him, we will experience this sweet love.
प्राणी के हृदय की काम वासनाएं तथा प्रकृति के तीन गुणों से उत्पन्न शोभ क्या है तथा उन्हें तुरंत से किस प्रकार शमन किया जाए विस्तार से.
I think this would personally be to discuss.
He wants to say that we should discuss it personally.
So sometimes it's said Radharani is the internal potency of the Lord, sometimes it's said that Radharani is Jeev Tattva. So is it possible that Jeev Tattva can become internal potency?
No. No. Radharani is Shakti Tattva.
So Radharani is Shakti Tattva, Jeev Tattva is.
She is not Jeev Tattva. She does not belong to Jiva Tattva category. sees the part of internal energy of the Lord, and we belong to the Tathastha Shakti of the Lord. She is Antaranga Shakti by Tathastha Shakti. Jiv Shakti means Tathastha Shakti. And Tathastha Shakti means it between Bahiranga Shakti and Antaranga Shakti. Lalita Vishaka, Radharani, Sridam, Subal, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they are all part of Antaranga Shakti. There is no chance for them to come under the influence of external energy Maya. But Jiva by nature, Jiva Shakti by nature can take shelter either in Bahiranga Shakti, in Maya, or in Antaranga Shakti. When Jiva takes shelter in Bahiranga Shakti, he becomes like Maya, like matter. Here, the essence of Jiva becomes material, we become matter.
All the Jiva essence?
Yeah, but when we take shelter in Antaranga Shakti, we become like Antaranga Shakti. Tathastha means in between.
So
we have this capacity to take the nature of the nature which we take shelter of. We take the same nature. If we take shelter in material nature, we become material. If we take shelter in spiritual nature, we become spiritual. We will always remain Jiva Shakti, but when we are in the spiritual world, we are like Antaranga Shakti. But Antaranga Shakti can never become under the influence of mind. Radharani is not Jiva Shakti.
Jai Shri Krishna, Bhagavan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Krishna, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Krishna, Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Krishna, Tulasi Sattva.